I always chuckle when they break out abbreviation talk, and
sure,
usually it's inspired by Dan's daughters, you know, totes instead of totally, sesh instead of session, go on, you know, however you want to put it. So I just had this idea, how long could I carry on a conversation with my wife before she caught on to this? So we want to introduce you to the Abbrevi Bros. This was an assignment for all of us. We'll hear Sean with his wife. We'll hear Eli with his wife. Again, congratulations, Eli.
Yeah,
thank you.
Newlyweds, fantastic.
We're also paying homage to Saroy, too. Really.
Absolutely.
That's part of it.
No question. Dearly departed.
R.I.P.
Jail.
He's still alive.
So,
Still alive.
So the Abbrevi Bros, let's start with me and my wife, Kate.
Trying to solve this stupid puzzle, and I'm like, there we are.
She loves crosswords.
Is Car Talk an NPR show?
That sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
So is it a pretty hard puzzle?
It's Friday.
That means hard.
They progressively get harder.
Ah.
Saturday is the hardest, but Monday is the easiest.
Mm.
But I'm on a 2-day streak, so I really want to solve this without any hints. So
last night was the place like Bonefish Ajace?
No.
Not really.
Are you asking like its physical location, or if it was like a fish place? Like,
yeah.
Uh-oh, we're wobbling.
Not really. This was more of like an East Coast oyster and fish. Like, did you look at the menu? Hudson House?
Mm-mm.
No, check it out.
Just the feel of it. Was it soups cash or soups binge?
What are you saying to me?
What are you talking about?
You're recording me.
She caught me like
what
a minute.
What did I tell you about recording?
She sniffed it out, huh?
She sniffed it out about a minute 15 in.
And then she chastised him at the end when he cut it off.
Yeah, she had gone out with her girlfriends the night before to this seafood place, thinking Las Colinas.
Soups cash.
I guess I shouldn't have thrown in four abbreviated words back to back.
Did I catch a bonefish adjacent
yes.
there as well?
Okay.
Yes. I had to cut out a little Ted Emmerich working blue when he got caught, too.
Yeah, I might have dropped a GD in there at the end. Like, I thought I had a whole string of them. Anyway, a minute 15, she caught me.
But you packed a lot of punch in that minute 15.
Thank you.
It was well done, my friend.
Thank you.
Next, let's go to our friend Eli.
Yeah, Dubs is fine.
And everything on it?
Yeah. Well, they do grow on the reg. So did you just do nuts today?
Nuts.
Started this Netflix show. Our new season of it.
What'd you watch on the flicks?
The Umbrella Academy.
The flicks.
What was the Umbrella Cads about?
Well, so these kids have like special powers. They're like all kind of, what do you call it when like a lady gets pregnant, but she didn't have sex. What do you, like, Mary?
I mean, you have to have sex to get pregs.
Well, yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's, they call it something even though it's, like, only happened a long time.
Lucky Mac concepts?
Yes.
Oh,
so these 13 kids or 12 kids were all, like, immaculately concepted, and they were born, like, the same day as, like, I don't know, kind of hard to understand, but they all have superpowers, and so this really rich guy like adopted them all and raised them all, and they're like this like crime fighting kind of group.
What kind of superpowers do they have?
Like one girl, she like has this energy that like comes out of her, and she it just like knocks everyone out. One guy's like superhuman big, Luther. One girl, she can say, like, I heard a rumor that you can't move and you would freeze. I can't remember the other ones. Anyways, it's kind of... one kid can time travel, but he also looks like a kid and he's, like, old. So, like, the second season, they time traveled back to Dallas, like right before JFK was shot.
Loves Umbrella Academy.
Obviously fictional, but then there's like some.
Well, yeah, I'd say it's fictional if it's time travel.
Why are you speaking in?
Speaking in what?
You're like shorting out all the words.
No, I didn't notice I was doing that.
How you didn't get busted
incredible.
With IMEX.
What overkill.
That was IMEX
Concepts.
And we got the full review. I
know, yeah. I need to watch Umbrella Academy.
Seriously.
Damn.
Well done.
All right, we'll close with mine. This is last night on the couch, so we got wind of the bit, and I thought, okay, I need the kids to get in bed before I do this, because they'll interrupt, because that's what they do. And Jenny, as the years go by, her patience with me is running thinner and thinner. Enjoy.
You know what I'm thinking about? That sushi we had last night.
I've thought about the egg rolls a couple of times.
Pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good, right? It's better than the za we had today. But the za was good. We haven't been there in like a year, have we?
Mm-hmm. Hello, talk.
Maybe, we should go there more often.
Maybe, before, was it before the pandemic even?
Andy.
Feels like it's been a long time.
I don't know. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm. Pretty affordable, you know, considering. So this game is in the... about to be second intermission, so third period. Might end around 10-something. Can we watch Kenobi?
Maybe. My book is really good.
What's your book about?
Vampires and wolf shifters.
Vampires and wolf shifters. Like, of the grab bag of topics, that's like high on the list. Like, after biker gangs.
That's not my favorite type of book.
But it's either gangs, biker gangs, or some sort of like paranormal.
Yeah, I like paranormal books a lot.
Yeah.
Why does that make you laugh?
It's just, I don't know why. It just makes you laugh.
I enjoy reading that. Why is that funny?
I don't know why it makes me laugh. It just does.
You're in trouble now.
So does this girl find a bunch of bro wolves?
I'm not talking to you.
You're not talking to me.
Oh, no. It's ruined.
Fine.
You just want to troll me for what I enjoy.
I'm not trolling you for what you enjoy.
Bad move.
It's just the way you said werewolves and what did you say? Vampires.
Vampires and wolf shifters.
Wolf shifter.
Get it right.
That's a good band name, Wolf Shifter.
I'm going to read in the other room.
Okay.
Oh, yikes.
Love you.
Oh, no. You didn't
Don't
even get
me
that
off.
Many.
She flips me off as she walks away.
You didn't even get that many abbreviations.
My biggest
in there.
Regret is I didn't say Pando or Pandy.
Yeah. Or totes afford.
I know.
Or say, you know,
I
affordable.
I half expected the final bit of that audio was to be Sean walking to the couch to go sleep
Man.
On the couch, but she was the one that actually was like, you know, I'm going to read in the other.
And she was in the right. She's reading a book, and Sean's talking about dinner from the night before.
You're ripping her ass. God.
Talking about the second intermission of the hockey game.
Bringing it back to sports.
I wanted to watch Kenobi. We got to get to episode 6 of Kenobi. Anyway,
bringing it back to sports.
Got a bird on the way out the door too. That's
somehow
awesome.
We're not divorced. All right.